Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Welcome to this special edition of Straight Talk, the Press Telegram on the Move. We're delighted to have as our first guest tonight the publisher of the Press Telegram, Mark Stevens. Mark, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art. It's a pleasure to be here.
Exciting times for the Press Telegram and for the city of Long Beach. Give us a sense of the Press Telegram on the Move.
Well, as you know, Art, I've been here just about 3 years, and since I've been in Long Beach, the move of the Press Telegram has been one of the major things that I've worked on. It's taken a long time for us to get where we are today, but we'll be moving the end of this month to our new office building at the Arco Towers, and it's been a much more significant project than I ever thought it would be, but it's been very rewarding. We're going to move from premises that are currently in dire need of repair to very, overstating it a little bit, but plush new surroundings at the Arco Towers, all new build out for our 43,000 square feet spread over four floors. So it's a really exciting time for all the employees of the Press Telegram.
And the old building is being converted into condos and lofts and also some faculty housing.
That's right. We sold the building to a company called October 5, which the major partner is Jim Brophy. He has plans to convert it into two 22-story towers with roughly 580 units. Of those 580 units, 60 of them will be for Cal State Long Beach faculty. And from my understanding, he's sending or selling them to them at cost. So it's a real benefit to the university.
Well, it's a win-win for the city, the Press Telegram, faculty at Long Beach State. And, of course, that's part of the future. Let's take a look for a moment at part of the past.
Hi, I'm Rich Archbold, the executive editor of the Press Telegram.
The road was dirt in front of the Long Beach Press in 1897. From that spot, near the corner of First Street and Pine Avenue, pioneer journalists could see and hear thundering surf pound the coast. They could hear the sounds of horses clopping and the clanging of nearby blacksmith's shop. The Press Telegram traces its roots back to this modest beginning, when the Press was a twice-a-week newspaper serving 2,000 residents of a small town calling itself Long Beach. The Long Beach Daily Telegram, which published its first edition in 1904, merged with the Press, creating the Press Telegram, which moved into a gleaming new building at 6th Street and Pine Avenue in 1925, under the ownership of publisher William Prisk. As the city grew, so did the Press Telegram. Everyone had to read the Press Telegram to find out what was going on. For more than a century, the Press Telegram has covered the major news stories of the day. In addition to covering breaking news stories, the Press Telegram has reported on many important stories ranging from the plight of homeless children to the state of education in local schools to gang violence. Our mission is to shine a light on issues and offer solutions to problems. The Press Telegram also celebrates with readers, and there is plenty to celebrate.
Great historical piece, Mark. Not only is the Press Telegram committed to the future of Long Beach, as evidenced by your move into the Arco Tower, but also the parent company of the Press Telegram is committed to newspapers. Talk to that point.
It's a good point. These are challenging times for newspapers right now, but our parent company, Media News out of Denver, and our owner and CEO, Dean Singleton, is the most committed newspaper man in America to the industry that we're in. He's shown that by acquiring papers that have come available lately. Anytime newspapers are available in America, Dean is involved in trying to acquire them. So he's a strong believer in newspapers and the future of newspapers.
Including, I think, the San Jose Mercury News.
Media News recently acquired four properties for approximately $1 billion. which included San Jose, Contra Costa, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Monterey.
And we read other companies shedding newspapers, saying we can't make any money anymore, and your parent is committed to newspapers.
Very much so. Dean is a strong believer in the future of newspapers. He sees a challenging time ahead, but he also sees us a provider of information so that we can transition to the online world. So we currently have strong position newspapers, and in the future we'll continue to grow our online presence.
The new technology, of course, and the web is an important part of the future of all newspapers. How does that play into the Press Telegram's future?
As I just said, I mean, online is our future. There's no doubt that we see the strong value of an online presence. The younger generation now have grown up with the online world, and they feel comfortable getting that information that way. So we're going to continue to transition additional resources to the online and grow that business as we see it truly is the future of newspapers.
But you and your parents still believe in the importance of the printed newspaper.
Very much so. All of the assets that we've acquired recently are primarily newspaper assets. And I think that newspapers, even though the press these days is hard on newspapers, have a very strong future. And we're committed to newspapers.
And part of the challenge is to build upon the importance of the printed newspaper in the cyberspace world.
Exactly. As our owner likes to say that, you know, we're straddling a river right now, 1 foot firmly on the newspaper side, 1 foot on the online side, and we're in a transitional period. But we are committed to both the print and the online.
Mark Stevens, publisher of the Press Telegram, thank you so much for joining us on this special.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
We'll be back with the second member of the team, Rich Archbold, after these messages.